ready to rock, rock radio.
And welcome along to Get Ready to Rock on a Sunday, new to GRTR, and a band that we've been watching, following, reviewing for several years now, and they've reached their second album. That's Voodoo Vegas. And who better than to introduce a brand new album out this week than their frontman, songwriter, and general good egg, Lawrence Case. And just looking at some of the publicity shots for the band, I reckon they should be hired out for Halloween. Some great face paint going on there. Anyway, over to Lawrence.
Hello, everybody out there listening to Get Ready to Rock Radio and everybody on the Get Ready to Rock website. This is Lawrence, lead singer from Voodoo Vegas, and I am here to talk about our brand new album, Freak Show Candy Floss. Before I start talking about the album, though, I'd like to say a big thank you to Get Ready to Rock for adding Freak Show Candy Floss to the main playlist of the radio station, and to Mark Shaw from Get Ready to Rock to giving the album a 5 out of 5 review. Very much appreciated. Mark's review was the first review we received for the album, and 5 out of 5. Can't get any better than that. So thank you, Get Ready to Rock, and thank you, Mark Shaw. So the first song I'm going to talk about from the album is track 1 of Freak Show Candy Floss, and it's called Backstabber. This was the first song we wrote for the album. Me and Ash, the bass player from Voodoo Vegas, got together one evening in May in 2015. We just had, he had an idea for the track, quite a groovy song, and I had a lyrical idea I wanted to write about, and the song is about, you know, people who are your friends and then they just basically turn their back on you. It says it all in the song title. It's about people who just basically stab you in the backs, and this is track 1. It's got a wicked solo from John from the song in the middle. I think it's one of the best solos the band's ever done. And it's definitely a great live song. We get a great vibe from this song when we play it live. It's normally towards the end of our set. So I hope you like this track. It's track 1 from Freak Show Candy Floss. And this song is called Backstabber.
Time we spend it well too long.
the next song I'm going to talk about from Freak Show Candy Floss is the lead single we had, the first single we released from the album, and it's called Killing Joke. This song is about the clown prince of crime, the scorn of all of Gotham City, Batman's mortal enemy. This song is about the Joker. I had the idea to write the lyrics about the Joker. He's a character that has had many incarnations over the years. He's been around for 75 years, so there's lots of stuff you could write about him. And I also had an idea for the video that we recently released for this song. If you haven't checked it out, it's on our YouTube page and on our voodoovegas.com. It's a great video. The idea I had for it was basically where I fall asleep and I wake up, and I through the video I turn into the Joker. The band, the rest of the band, John O'Merrill and Ash all change characters as well from their normal selves into some crazy made-up character, and that's basically what happens in the video. I grew my beard out for 8 weeks and got it shaved off with a cutthroat razor just for the video, and I even put in green contact lenses, and I don't even wear glasses or contact lenses. That was horrendous, and I had to wear them for 15 hours on the Sunday, and you're only supposed to wear them for 6, so that wasn't very nice. But the video is fantastic. It's had a great reception. We got it up on the Scuzz playlist, and it's been played all over the place. So definitely go and check out the Killing Joke music video on our YouTube channel and on voodoovegas.com. But yeah, this is the first single from Freak Show Candy Floss, and this song is called Killing Joke.
Master Strong!
Hello everyone from Get Ready to Rock. Lawrence here from Voodoo Vegas. I'm here talking about our brand new album Freak Show Candy Floss that is out on November 4th. So the next song I want to talk about is one of my personal favourite songs from the record. I wrote it with Merrill. We basically had 9 songs for the album and we needed another song. Most of the album was tracked from October to December of 2015, and it got to March of this year, and I was like, we need another song. So I messaged Will, the producer. Will is a great producer. He basically became the 6th member of Voodoo Vegas through the whole period we recorded the album. And I said, I want to record another song. I think we should maybe do an acoustic song to have something different for the record. And basically, this song came to me. It might sound completely crazy, but the whole idea for this song came to me in a dream. I was asleep one night, I woke up, and the guitar parts and the vocal melody and everything came to me in a dream. And the lyrics I wanted to write, because I often like to look out and I try and help out homeless people, you know, and, you know, I was reading a lot of articles about it, and this song is about, you know, the trouble, the problem that people feel, that the things that people feel when they're homeless. It's not just being homeless. It's the fact that people just always walk past them and ignore them. So many people, and I see it all the time when I'm out, and I always go and say hello to people who are homeless, you know, go and buy them a cup of tea or a burger. You know, I'm not preaching, just something I do just to help them out. And this is a song I wanted to write about it. And it's all about that. And it's one of my favorite songs from the record. It's a real singy song, one I could really sing on. And this song is track 8 from our new album, Freak Show Candy Floss. And it's called Sleeping in the Rain. This place. Hello, everybody listening to Get Ready to Rock Radio. This is Lawrence Case here, lead singer of Voodoo Vegas, and I'm here talking about our brand new album, Freak Show Candy Floss, that is released on November 4th. The next song I want to talk about is track 7 from the album, and it's called Black Heart Woman. Basically, this song is written, it's very personal lyrics to me. It was last year. I saw a family member that I hadn't seen for probably 16, 17 years. And I think from me seeing those family members, a big can of worms that I didn't realize was in my head was opened up from seeing them. And I didn't really know how to deal with it. So the best way I thought it would be to write a letter to the person. And I didn't send the letter. But the letter is kind of in the verses, well, in the whole, so in the verses and the pre-choruses of this song. That's my letter to this person. I don't know if they've ever heard it. So that's what this song is about. It's got such a good groove and lots of hooks. The vocal melody in the verses, I think, is great. We came up with a great melody, Will and myself, Will Mayer, the producer. And also this song features a really brilliant solo from Merrill. It's really long. It starts off all slow and atmospheric and then speeds up with great grooves from Jono and Ash underneath it. So it's one of my favourite songs again. And in the reviews for the record, this one seems to be standing out a lot. And it's quite personal to me. So I hope you guys like it. This is track 7 from our new album, Freak Show Candy Floss, and it's called Black Heart Woman.
Yeah.
Get Ready to Rock Radio. This is Lawrence here from Voodoo Vegas, and you are listening to tracks from our upcoming album, Freak Show Candy Floss. The final song I want to talk about is track 3 from the album, and this song is called Resolution. Basically, this is a song that was spawned from the mind of John, Ash and me, and we wrote this last summer, 2015, and it's a great song. This, again, is in the reviews, is really standing out. It starts off very melodic with a really good melodic, just chilled out intro, but then it punches you right in the face, kicks you right in the face with this big, powerful, wrung out chord. John's really shredding a riff. And then when it comes in with the verses, Ash is playing a wicked bass line that he wrote on the spot with Will. We recorded the album in Madrid at Will's studio, just about 40 miles north of Madrid. And this bass line, Ash, I think, was following the guitar parts originally. But then Will said, come on, man, you can think of something better. That's something that really drives this song. And Ash went away and thought of this wicked bass line that's underneath the verses. So when you listen to this song, make sure you check out the bass line that Ash does. It's great. And the whole song has got a great solo from John and Merrill. And it's Jono's drums are great. This is really Voodoo Vegas at our best, I feel. Lots of elements of all of us putting our best into this track. So I hope you guys have enjoyed listening to the songs from Freak Show Candy Floss and the stories I've told about the songs. Please do go check out the album on November 4th. Check out the Killing Joke music video. Check out our website, voodoovegas.com. If you're in Germany, we've got the voodoovegas.de. But thanks to everyone's support. Thank you to Get Ready to Rock for the support. Thank you to Mark Shaw for the support. Check out the album. And much love, guys. This is track 3 from Freak Show Candy Floss, and it's called Resolution.
Come back to me and we'll be strong. Say what
thanks to Lawrence Case for introducing the brand new Voodoo Vegas album. Released on the 4th of November, the band are playing a launch gig right down there on the south coast. Pool, Mr. Kip's favourite venue, that's this coming Friday the 4th, and they play the lights Andover, Hampshire on Saturday, bonfire night. Get your face paint on, everyone. And do check out Mark Shaw's first review of the album at getreadytorock.com. And thank you for listening to this week's New to GRTR. From all of us here, from me, David Randall, we hope to see you again soon.